Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 4th of August. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides and Bailey. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Shannon 1003, expected Malin 1000 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sarah, south at Sarah, variable 2 to 4 becoming easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor later. Forties, Cromarty, east veering southeast later 4 to 6, occasional rain, thundery later, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally poor but very poor later. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger, east veering south or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Dogger, occasional rain, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, east or southeast, veering south later in German Bight, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times, showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest, 4 to 6 later, showers, perhaps thundery later in Humber, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in Dover, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, Biscay, southwest 3 to 5, veering west 4 to 6 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northwest 3 to 5, showers, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Seoul, southwesterly veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6, except in South Fitzroy, showers moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, southeast veering southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, rain then thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, cyclonic becoming northwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Rockall, northeast 6, backing north or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or thundery showers, moderate or poor. Hebrides, southeast Bailey, northerly or northeasterly 5 or 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 later in far southeast Hebrides, rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly 3 to 5, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, east-northeast 3, recent rain, 14 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Stornoway, northeast 3, recent rain, 11 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Lerwick, northeast by north 3, 1017, falling slowly. Weak Automatic, southeast by east 3, slight drizzle, 3 miles, falling slowly. Aberdeen, east-southeast 2, 6 miles, 1015, falling more slowly. Lucas, east by north 4, 5 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Boomer, southeast 2, mist, 3 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Bridlington, east-northeast 3, 1011, falling more slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, northeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1010. Greenwich, light vessel automatic, northeast 4, 5 miles, 1009. St. Catherine's Point automatic, calm, 1009, rising slowly. Jersey, northwest by west 3, 5 miles, 1010, rising. Channel light vessel automatic, west-southwest 2, 1010. Scilly automatic, south-southwest 5, recent drizzle, 5 miles, 1008, falling slowly. Milford Haven, south 3, 24 miles, 1008 steady. Aberporth, south by east 3, 30 miles, 1008 falling slowly. Valley, northeast 3, recent rain, 13 miles, 1008 now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southeast 2, slight rain, 2 miles, 1009 falling slowly. Valencia, south by west 1, recent drizzle, 12 miles, 1004 rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by south 2, rain, 1800 metres, 1009 rising slowly. Malinhead, east by south 3, recent rain, 11 miles, 1006 now rising. Macrihanish Automatic, east by south 4, 19 miles, 1007 falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday the 3rd of August. General situation, low pressure, centred over Western Ireland, will drift north-eastwards, northeast towards Scotland by Wednesday. This will bring rain or showers at times to many northern and western coastlines, as well as some isolated showers to the southeast. Winds will strengthen and become strong in places, particularly on Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southeasterly 3 to 5 backing easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in south. Rain at times, perhaps thundery later. Fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly later 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north and at first in south. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps becoming thundery, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first and very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or southeast, veering south or southwest later, 2 to 4. Fair, then rain, thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable becoming south or southeast, then veering southwest later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 near North Foreland and also later elsewhere. Fair, good. North Foreland to Selsabil, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in east, mainly fair, good. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 4 or 5, fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in west, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in west. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4 at first in east, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later, showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. East or southeast, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times later. Rain then showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast, veering south or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain then showers, thundery at times, fog patches for a time in north, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor for a time in north. Isle of Man, east or southeast, veering south or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Occasional rain and fog patches, becoming fair later. Moderate or poor, occasionally very poor, becoming good later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, in northeast and later in far south. Occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches for a time in south. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but very poor for a time in south. Mull of Galloway, to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southerly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in the North Channel. Rain or thundery showers, fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor or very poor for a time. Mull of Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point, east or southeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or showers, perhaps turning thundery, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, later in north, becoming variable 2 to 4, later in south. Rain at times, perhaps thundery later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, east or northeast 2 to 4, increasing 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And for now, that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4. In a moment, as usual, we'll be joining our colleagues at the BBC World Service. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
Welcome to the newsroom with Will Chalk. Coming up, Russia accuses Ukraine of deliberately targeting civilians after a drone hits a busy beach, killing 7 people. Also, Iran insists no peace talks are happening. Donald Trump disagrees.
We're in talks. Big deal. We're in talks. And they'll sometimes deny it, even though they spend hours and hours together talking.
We'll ask our Washington correspondent who we should believe. There's a special report from the heart of demonstrations in Pakistani-administered Kashmir.
When the team arrive, they find family after family mourning loved ones they say were shot dead in the protests.
And
it's really critical to help people get back to work. They don't want to be dependent on aid, but it's really finding a safe space and finding something that's affordable and that continues to have consistent electricity.
We'll meet the Gazans still working in tech despite living in tents. More after the news.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. Russian officials have accused Ukraine of deliberately targeting civilians after a drone hit a busy beach on the Black Sea coast, killing at least 7 people. Video shows the drone crashing at a resort in the Krasnodar region. Ukraine hasn't commented but has always denied targeting civilians. The BBC's Olga Evshina has more details.
Since the start of this invasion, Russia introduced a number of laws which de facto mean military time censorship. And just for openly criticizing the government or for discussing the details or even for calling this a war, people can go and do go to jail for 7, 8, 10 years sometimes. So the discussion is very limited, but the discontent, the worry is growing. We can definitely see that. And the biggest question people were asking today, for example, was why there were no sirens, whether it was drone or debris of a drone, why there was no siren before it all happened. So people do ask